everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to improve your English. My name is Rebecca. Have you ever been ice skating? It is pretty hard to find a good place to go ice skating here in Taiwan, but there are a few. Well, if you are interested in ice skating, you will enjoy today's lesson. Our lesson is called The Story of Maurice Richard. Now, you might be thinking, what does this have to do with ice skating? Don't you worry, we will get to that very soon. Meanwhile, here are a few questions I would like you to think about. What did Maurice and his father build? What did Maurice take an interest in? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin. Follow me.
The Story of Maurice Richard. The Value of Tenacity. Maurice Richard remembered the cold Saturday when his father had said, "If you and your friends will help, we can make a skating rink in the backyard." As hours passed, Maurice's friends stopped. Maurice was also ready to resign. "Dad," he said, "I want to go in. We're never going to finish the rink today." His father answered, "No one ever gets ahead who quits when things get hard." Maurice stayed until the rink was finished. Over the next few years, Maurice skated and played hockey whenever he could. He also began to take an interest in the Montreal Canadiens.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 tenacity 这个不可数名词 ,T-E-N 这个字根有握住或者是保持住的意思。所以 tenacity 是指韧性、坚持或者是不屈不挠的精神。例如 Jason's tenacity has seen him through many challenges and he finally won a championship. Jason 坚强的意志让他战胜了许多挑战，终于得到了冠军。或者是 The girl's tenacity and courage has inspired many others who have the same disease. 这个女孩的坚强和勇气鼓舞了许多和她患有同样疾病的人。接下来我们看的是 resign 这个动词。RE 这个字首是指再一次。SIGN 是指签名。所以 resign 再签一次名就是指辞职。但是注意 S 在这里是发 Z 的音念成 resign。例如 The company's stock price crashed after the CEO resigned. 这家公司执行长辞职之后，公司的股价一落千丈。或者是 After Stewart resigned from his position, he started to golf. Stewart 辞掉职位之后就开始打高尔夫球。它的名词是 resignation, R-E-S-I-G-N-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 Ricky handed in his resignation last week.Ricky 上周提出了辞呈。
Thank you so much, Michelle. That was very tenacious of you. Rebecca, do you consider yourself a tenacious person, someone with a lot of tenacity?
Do I consider myself a tenacious person, one with a lot of tenacity? I would say yes.I would say yes. I'm a very tenacious person.
Okay, well, how does your tenacity come out? How are you a tenacious person? Do you persist in everything? You don't give up easily? Are you stubborn when it really counts?
Am I stubborn? That's a nice way of putting it. I would say I'm the type of person that when I start something, I like to finish it. Even when there are challenges or even if there are other things that come up,I actually find myself very focused and very determined to finish anything that I've started.
Very nice. Okay, so Rebecca is a tenacious person. I think tenacity is a good thing that we can admire in other people. And of course, tenacity is a word that appears in our lesson today. That is the noun form. Tenacious, which you see on the TV screen here, is the adjective form. Are you a tenacious person? Do you have tenacity?
And that's a very good question for you to think about. Well, today we are going to learn about an individual who I believe had a lot of tenacity. Our lesson is called The Story of Maurice Richard. We read, Maurice Richard remembered the cold Saturday when his father had said, "If you and your friends will help, we can make a skating rink in the backyard."
Very nice. Rebecca, have you ever made a skating rink in your backyard?
A skating rink in my backyard.
Yeah, you know, here in Taipei, you don't have a backyard.
Actually, no, we don't.
No, a lot of people don't have front yards or backyards. But in the States, did you have a backyard?
Yes, we had quite a big backyard. We didn't have a skating rink back there, but we did have a treehouse.
Oh, good.
Yep, there's a treehouse and a garden and this little pond.
Well, maybe if it got cold enough and the pond froze, then that could be your skating rink, right?
That's a good thought, Gabe. But you have to understand, in North Carolina, when it gets really cold, we usually drain the water because we don't want the water to freeze, because that could crack the sides of the pond.
Oh, interesting.
Area.
I did not know that. I learned something new every day. Well, of course, friends, you can go to a professionally made skating rink, which could be a lot of fun. You could take your friends to a skating rink, or you could make one yourself. And that's exactly what Maurice Richard's father wanted to do with him in their backyard.
Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, as hours passed, Maurice's friends stopped. Maurice was also ready to resign. So I think that Maurice's friends were there helping Maurice and his father build this skating rink, but it had been many, many hours, and they got tired, so they stopped. And Maurice was also ready to resign.
Wait, does that mean he was ready to quit his job after working for several years? He's resigning?
Resigning. Oh, no, Gabe. Hold on for just a moment. I don't think he actually had an official job that he was resigning from. No. This just means that he was ready to quit, to stop working on the skating rink.
All right. So resign can mean different things. I usually think of resignation, kind of like Michelle was talking about. Your resignation, that means when you're leaving your job or your career. But, of course, it can simply mean to quit or stop something because maybe you want to rest. It sounds like Maurice wanted to rest. I want to go in. We're never going to finish the rink today.
And how does his father answer? We see. No one ever gets ahead who quits when things get hard. Let's pause there for just a moment and talk about that phrase, to get ahead. If you get ahead in your career or get ahead in something, this just means that you become very successful in that particular area or in the work that you do.
That's right. You're advancing in some way. And if you're a competitive person, then of course you want to get ahead in the world or get ahead in your career. Not everybody is competitive, but I think competition is good. If you really do want to get ahead, it's good to have that competition around to help push you ahead.
And we learned something interesting about Maurice. We see that Maurice stayed until the rink was finished. Good for him. Well, over the next few years, Maurice skated and played hockey whenever he could. He also began to take an interest in the Montreal Canadiens. Now, let's take a look at that phrase, to take an interest in. If you take an interest in something, that just means that you find it really interesting and you want to possibly learn more about it.
For instance, I love to play drums. I took an interest in drums first when I was 14. When did you take an interest in piano, Rebecca?
I started when I was about 8 years old.
Ah, nice. Cool. Well, friends, what do you take an interest in? Use that phrase today.
Hey, Gabe, guess what?
Yes?
I see the light at the end of the tunnel for
the
lesson.
What are you talking about?
Come on, Gabe. The guys in the info cloud want to talk about this?
Let's go to
the info cloud.
What a great transition.
Hello, friends. Picture this if you can. You are traveling through a long tunnel. It's dark, and it seems like it's never ending. But you keep going and going, and suddenly you see a tiny light in the distance.
The journey is almost over. You press onward as the light grows bigger and bigger. Freedom is so close, you can almost touch it. Until finally, you've reached the end of the tunnel.
Friends, that's what it's like to see the light at the end of the tunnel. This idiom is often used to express the hope for success, happiness, or help after a long period of difficulty, which is likened to a long and dark tunnel.
Now, this metaphor became widely used in the mid-1900s. A famous quote by American columnist Joseph Alsop was made in 1965 to ironically predict the outcome of the Vietnam War. At last, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, here's another example. If I'm running a marathon and most of my energy is already spent, but I can see the finish line in the distance, I can tell myself, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Or if you're a struggling graduate student who's been working hard for the past 4 years, and your graduation day is only a couple days away, you can say, I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
一起来看一个实用的片语, the light at the end of the tunnel. Tunnel是隧道. The light at the end of the tunnel 字面上是在隧道尽头的光线。 我们可以想象在一条很长的隧道当中开车，感觉上好像永无止境，但最后远处会出现一小点的光线，表示快要抵达出口了。这句话就被引申为拨云见日、苦尽甘来的意思。The light at the end of the tunnel 常常用来帮受苦的人打气，让他看到那道曙光，提醒他未来的美好前景。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次新专见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Do you consider yourself a tenacious person? Do you have a lot of tenacity? Well friends, we are learning about Maurice Richard. And we learned that he is a very tenacious person. Well, we also learned that he has taken an interest in the Montreal Canadiens. What is going to happen next? Well, let's continue with our reading to find out.
The story of Maurice Richard. In order to play as much hockey as possible, Maurice joined several teams at once. One of Maurice's coaches was impressed and called an old friend of his from one of Montreal's best junior teams. The friend agreed to let Maurice try out. Maurice practiced harder than ever and made the team. Within 2 years, he was one of its top goal scorers. One night, the coach of the Canadiens' senior team saw Maurice and invited him to try out for his team.
Okay, 继续我们看 junior 这个形容词 ，ior 这个字尾有级别的意思，所以 junior 在这里是指资历浅的或者是青少年的。 例如 Henry got into the junior national football team at age 15. Henry 15岁的时候就进入国家少年足球队。课文中提到的他的反义词是 senior, S-E-N-I-O-R. 在课文中是指资深的、一线的或者是甲组的。例如 This boy made his debut at age 17 in the senior football league's game against Argentina. 这个男孩17岁就在对抗阿根廷的甲组联盟足球赛中出世身手。最后我们看的是 try out for 这个动词片语 ，try out for something 是指参加某个队伍或者某种演出的选拔。例如 ，Billy tried out for the junior baseball team and made it. Billy 参加了少棒队的选拔而且当选了。或者是 Melissa wants to try out for the school choir. Melissa 想要参加学校合唱团的试唱。 如果 try out 是一个字的话，就是名词。例如 ，the tryouts for the football team will be next Monday. 足球队的选拔会在下周一举行。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's continue learning about this tenacious person, Maurice Richard. It's not Richard, mind you. No, it's Richard. Okay, in order to play as much hockey as possible, Maurice joined several teams at once. Well, that's awesome.
And yes.
He sounds pretty ambitious, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. And he sounds very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like he was very, very busy. Because I know that just being a part of one team mm-hmm. is a big commitment. But he joined several teams. That just means that he probably had practice several days a week.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. I was on a basketball team in high school, mm-hmm. but I was just on one basketball team. I wasn't on several teams at once. Well, friends, let's take a look at this phrase. At once. Actually, it could mean different things. It could mean immediately, as in, come here at once. That means come here right now. Or it could mean at the same time. That means you're doing several things at the same time.
And of course, in our lesson, this phrase means at the same time.
And it could also mean immediately. I was thinking,
yeah.
What if he joined several teams right away and all at the same time?
Gabe, you make a very good point. English is so much fun. Many words have different meanings. Well, friends, here's another way that you can use these two words at once. It just seems like everything happened at once. My sister graduated, and then my brother got married, and then I got a new job. Oh, it all happened in December at once.
All happened at once. Have you ever been to a restaurant where the server seems to be carrying a lot of things? The server could carry 6 plates at once. 6 different people's meals all at the same time.
When I was a kid, I thought it was incredible how a server could carry one of those trays mm-hmm. on their hand like this.
Yeah, one in one hand.
Yes, on one hand with mm-hmm. 6 or 7 different plates at once. I used to think that they probably had to go through some sort of training in order to be able to do that. So, great example, Gabe.
Oh, I think you're right about that. It does take training to do something like that. Well, Maurice Richard, of course, had a lot of training in hockey. He played in many different teams at once, or on many different teams. One of Maurice's coaches was impressed and called an old friend of his from one of Montreal's best junior teams. So it seems like some people were taking notice. They were paying attention to Maurice Richard.
And we see here the friend agreed to let Maurice try out. Maurice practiced harder than ever and made the team. So we're going to pause here for a moment and talk about those words, something, then, ever. What does that mean?
All right, well, you can use different kinds of adjectives, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, hard is an adjective. The comparative form is harder, right? So let's think of some other comparative adjectives to put here. That means you're doing something more than you have in the past. So, for example, you have made turkey many times, but this turkey is better than ever. Great job.
Thank you very much. I do like making turkey.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great compliment, Gabe.
Well, Rebecca, do you have a good example for us?
As a matter of fact, I mm-hmm. do. Let's say, for example, you're on a swim team mm-hmm. and you go to practice every single day. But yesterday, swim practice seemed easier than usual or easier than ever.
Very nice
job,
Rebecca. That was a great example. You were better than ever. So there are many different ways to use this phrase. For example, while you could compliment your friend, you are in better shape than ever, or you are more in shape than ever. Great job.
Or the traffic is worse than ever.
Mm-hmm.
I thought for sure I left early enough, but obviously, I didn't. Got stuck in traffic again.
Well, we're learning about Maurice Richard here, who practiced harder than ever, harder than he had ever done before. and made the team. Within 2 years, he was one of its top goal scorers, and one night, the coach of the Canadiens' senior team saw Maurice and invited him to try out for his team. So it seemed like everybody wanted Maurice Richard on their team.
It just makes me wonder, what would have happened way back when, many, many years ago, mm-hmm. when they were building that skating rink?
Yeah.
And had Maurice given up and decided he didn't want to continue building that skating rink? I wonder if things would have been different.
Well, I guess we wouldn't have read about the skating rink then, if he didn't continue to build that skating rink, at least. But at least we know he's a very tenacious person. And friends, you know who else is tenacious? Christina and Serena. It is twin
time. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina.
Now that you are finished with today's lesson, let's review. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word. The words are skating rink, hockey, resign, and junior. Are you ready to play? Great. The first sentence is, Patrick, from his job after getting an offer at a different company. Do you know the answer to this one, Christina?
I do, and I think our friends do too. Patrick resigned from his job after getting an offer at a different company.
When someone resigns, it means they are leaving their job. Okay, here's the next one. During the winter season, the is packed with people. What could the answer be? Good job. During the winter season, the skating rink is packed with people.
Ice skating in a skating rink is a great way to experience the winter season. Now would be a perfect time to go.
All right, we have one more sentence for you. Students in Japan attend high school for 3 years. Great job. Students in Japan attend junior high school for 3 years.
We had a lot of fun with you today. Make sure to join us again on
Twin Time.
Now, ice hockey seems like a very dangerous sport. Do you think Maurice ever got hurt?
Oh, that is a good question.
Yeah.
I think he probably did. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I think we're all going to have to come back next time to find out right here on
Studio Classroom.